Hello, you. It's fairly early this morning. I had a really eventful day yesterday and an early night. And I think this might be our last time alone this year. Certainly, this is a little Christmas memo for you. But with how busy the next couple of weeks are going to be, I don't know if we'll ever be able to grab another moment alone. And it's making me think of travelling for the holidays. Do you remember? After we'd been driving all day, we finally checked into the hotel. The grand one that looked out over the sea. And we were giddy that we'd been given a much better room than what we'd paid for. The whole drive had been filled with thigh squeezes and arm tickling. Just those sweet little moments of touch as we'd been stuck rigid in our seats. And there's always that exhale when you arrive somewhere. And I sit on the bed, watching you sit in the chair. You bend over to untie your boots. And I'm just watching you, taking in the scene. There's nothing I love more than just watching you. And so I walk up to you. Until I'm stood directly in front. And I wait patiently for a moment for you to realise. And so you spread your legs just slightly so that I can step into the space where it goes your leg, my leg, your leg, my leg, your... Wait. Your leg, my leg, your leg, my leg. And I step into your space. And you look up at me. And I look down at you. And there is a weary, contented look as you take the backs of your fingers and dance them up my thighs, up around my ass, to the back of my hips, my lower back, and up my spine. When you hit the divots where my waist nips in, you use that as an opportunity to flow around. Trace back down the way you came, down my hips, the front of my thighs, to my knees, and you're still looking up at me, and I have my hands in your hair, the back of your neck. One of them is placed possessively on your collarbone, partially to steady myself. Partially to bring you in. I smile as I lean down and we kiss hot and heavy, and it makes me roll my hips involuntarily into your body, and a moan releases as you trail your fingers up. my pussy, clothed in my knickers and my tights, and the fingers that you danced on my lips rise up to my waist again and hook your fingers in the elastic of my tights, and you pull them down, catching my knickers as well. And you pull them down past my knees, and I do a silly little shimmy as I step out of the rest. So now I'm naked to you. The skirt of my dress, the only thing giving me any dignity, as we're stood framed by the large window. It's an arched sash, old, grand. And you lean back into the chair to take me in. It's the only time I ever tower over you, is when you sit down. So I'm bare to you now, and you take your fingers and you start just slowly stroking my pussy lips, not pushing into anywhere yet, not diving or exploring me, just trailing. And it's enough to make me buck my hips and squirm because I'm so ticklish. And it feels good. It feels so good. I stepped into your space and you knew what I need. And I just craned down the slightest bit to kiss you again. And as our tongues touch as we're kissing, I feel the first of your fingers plunge into me. And I can hear the moan in your throat catching deep and low, and it reverberates into me. Oh, fuck. Oh. And you're exploring my pussy, and it's hot. Oh, and wet. And because of how I'm stood, I have to push my hips forward to open myself to you. Oh. And you're playing me like an instrument. Oh. Oh, and you can elicit such song from me. Your fingers dipping in and your thumb just rubbing across my clit. Oh, not only, can you make me sing? You can make me dance and twist. I'm open mouthed over you, your mouth. And you take each breath I exhale in pleasure into your lungs, and we share the breath back and forth and back and forth, as I'm bucking my hips to the rhythm of how you're making me dance. Oh, and I'm rolling them in the air against you. I can reach down and undo your belt. The sound, the sound of you, of your belt being unbuckled, is one of my favourites. And so, I unbuckle your belt, and with deft little fingers, I dive in. Oh, when I find your swollen cock. Oh, and now it's my turn to make music. To make you moan and groan. Oh, as I take your cock into my hand. I let go just for a second to swipe my tongue down the length of my hand, giving it some moisture as I reach back down and take you into my hand. Oh my god, it's so good. Oh, the sounds of your pleasure only enhancing mine. A frequency I'm just naturally tuned into. Fuck. And so I take my leg and step it to the outside of yours, crouching to put one of my knees in the space next to your thigh, one leg still up and standing, and you're watching me, my pussy part, and you can see the blush pink of my inner lips, the ruby red of the start of my pussy. Oh, a silky gradient. Oh, and I can see you staring, your eyes hooded with lust. Oh, fuck. And the hand that's been rubbing you up and down and eliciting the most beautiful moans from you. Oh, the sighs and the ragged breath. I then bring the head of your cock to the opening of my gun. And I leave you there, just feeling the heat emanate out from me, just for a second, until you start to go a bit wild-eyed, craving me. And so I decide to give in. I give in and I just sink almost a centimetre in. Oh, but the stretch at the opening of my pussy feels so good. Oh, and I could stay here forever, just languishing in how good it feels. Oh, but your hands are digging into my hips now. Oh, your hands are digging into my hips. Oh, fuck. And so I sink lower. And lower. Oh, the smile in the corners of your mouth, and I sink lower and lower and lower until my soft pussy lips and my vulva is flush at the base of your cock, and I've taken you in. All of you. All of you. Oh. Oh, and we stay still, spellbound in the micro adjustments we're both making, to accommodate one another. Oh, when you move inside of me, and you do, and all you're doing is just pushing your hips up gently and slowly into me as I start to circle on you, riding slowly and carefully. Oh, I've still got my dress on, and so you're reaching up through the layers. Until you find, my nipple through my dress and my light bra. Oh, the material thin. And you pinch. You pinch my nipple until it's erect. And then your mouth darts forward and through my clothing. You've taken my nipple in your mouth. Oh, just pinching and nibbling it through the clothes. Oh, and it makes me squeeze my hips together as tight as I can. And I know the push. Oh, the push feels so good. And I'm pulling myself into you as I'm riding you and riding you and riding you. It feels good to be the one in control. As you're mouthing my nipple through my clothing, I'm pouring my fleshy ass as I'm taking you in and almost all the way out again and sinking. Oh, feels so good. Oh, I want you to feel good. I want you to feel, so taken care of. There's an urgency now in how we're fucking each other. Oh my god. Oh fuck. And we're still on the chair as I'm riding you, but you then, with urgency, take both your hands to my thighs and... Oh, fuck. Oh my god! Oh, fuck! Fuck. Oh, no. Oh my god. You lift me. And it's only one or two steps to the bed and we fall backwards together. And you've not once left my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh. You've not left my pussy. And so I'm on my back. You've got one leg straight. And then the other, you bend your knee right up into me. And you start fucking me so slowly. So gently like that. And it feels amazing just to have you moving in me. Your mouth is clamped. In the crook of my neck. And I keep feeling you moan. And as I'm making my own noises, getting lost in my own pleasure, I swear, the deepness of your voice, the bass, as you moan and groan, because you're on my neck, I feel like it makes my voice deeper. And I'm now rolling my hips in wide circles, taking everything you have to give me, because you're quickening your pace now. And I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again for you, and in the story, I'm gonna come. And I don't want to do anything that I'm not allowed to. Oh, so please, oh, please, can I come as you're moving so slowly in me? Oh, can I? Oh, please. Oh. And as you say yes, and I say yes, is at the same time, and it comes out your voice through me. Oh, can I come? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. And I'm fighting against you, and I'm bucking so hard as my entire body clenches. And clenches around you. I can feel you start. I can feel you start to tighten your hips, and then the slow, deep thrusts are quickening, and you're lost in muscle memory. Fast, rapid hips pushing into mine, and you're so close, and you're so close, and you're looking in my eyes now. My eyes are streaming. You've got me by the back of the head, so I can't look away. And I'm still rocking my aftershocks as your fucking is extending my orgasm past anything that would be deemed humane. And I can see you disappear for that moment, cosmically lost in me. Oh, come, oh, please come. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, I can feel wave after wave, and we've somehow, like earlier with our breath and our voice, matched so each. Clench of my gun around your cock matches each river of cum that you're filling me with. You still got your jeans on, just your cock out. And whilst I'm bare-legged, I still have my dress on. Our bodies fully clothed apart from our genitals. Oh. And if we're really quiet, we can hear the roar of the sea outside. Is it the roar of the sea? Or is it our heartbeats? Rapid and fast as we come down together. Your sea spilt in me. My sea spilt on you. Is it contrived to wish you a Merry Christmas or any other holiday you might celebrate? It was solstice yesterday, so if, like me, and you're partial to the old gods, we celebrate the light coming back. might be it for 2024, so I'll see you in the new year.